Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. What do you say we give these awesome musicians a chance to recoup just a little bit for about 5 minutes, regroup, and let you and I have a visit and talk about hunting? You know, the deer seasons, regardless of whether you're in Nebraska or the panhandle of Texas, it is now deer season. And I had Larry Wysoon. I know a lot of you probably follow Larry. Mr. Whitetail is the title that he's gleaned in the last many years. But Larry's a good friend of mine and one of the most experienced deer hunters that I know. Thus the name Mr. Whitetail. I bet a lot of you watch his TV show, Trailing the Hunter's Moon. But Larry and I do a radio show each week together called Campfire Talk. And we were talking this past week, we were actually recording the show, talking about antler rattling. You know how many people will go out and maybe a little bit skeptical to begin with the first time, and get some old deer antlers and whack them together two or three times and nothing comes in, and you know they lose all confidence before they really have a chance to put rattling antlers to the test. But the truth of the matter is, and this is a proven fact, right now during the early part of the whitetail rut and even on into the rut, whitetail bucks do come in to the sound of antlers rattling. What they are thinking, of course, is that, well, there's a couple of bucks fighting. What do you say? I just slide on in and court this doe that's hanging with them, you know? I mean, that's why they come into the horns. But Larry brought a good point up. He said, you know, curiosity is probably one of the major reasons that bucks come in. Granted, they think there's a doe in estrus, and they think two bucks are with her fighting. I'm sure that's what they're the reason, they one of the big reasons, but curiosity. Larry asked me, he said, how many times have you just seen bucks come in and just like they curious looking when you're rattling horns? And many times. So not always when you're antler rattling do bucks come charging in like they do sometimes. But what you see on TV a lot of times when you see that big old South Texas buck come running in out of that brush country, that's typical, and that's what you want, but usually it doesn't happen that way. More than likely, that old buck will come in very, very cautious. He'll sneak around downwind almost always, and I think that's why it's important to set up in a place where your back is covered, concealed with brush or whatever. In other words, he's probably going to circle around downwind of you, try to figure out it's just the way bucks do. But if he comes around behind you and there's an open clearing, say, behind you or an area where he has good visibility, well, chances are he'll spook on out and you never will get a shot at him. So it's always a good idea to find a first look at the wind for sure, see which wind direction it is. And if you're going to be hunting a area of heavy brush, make sure that brush is behind you and there's an opening in front of you so you can see the buck when he does circle around. Now, I used to, I thought about cover scents. I didn't really have a lot of confidence in them, but I do now. I use it's called Scent Guardian. Texas Made Hunting Products makes a product called Scent Guardian. And you spray down with this stuff. Brett Andrews, one of the principals with that company, was telling me about it and sent me some back during when I was hunting hogs a lot back in late winter. Hogs, I've done it, used the Scent Guardian and set up where I knew the wind was going from me to hogs around feeders, and it works. It somehow encapsulates the bacteria or the odors or the bacteria, I guess, are molecules that cause the scent. But anyway, make real sure that you cover your scent when you go out to rattle your antlers. That's tip of the week, folks. Let's get back to some good music and see what's next on the agenda. Make sure and tune in next week. We're going to talk some more hunting and fishing.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, that's texlandmark.com, Air Force Air Guns, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sightmark Pyramid Air, Texas Raised Hunting Products, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.